USA News, I'm Lance Prime. As powerful storms continue to drench California, a five-year-old boy was swept away by floodwaters Monday on the state's central coast. Tens of thousands of people remain without power, and some schools closed for the day. Brian McGrath on CNN Tuesday morning.
And that prompted our call volume to go up to 1,200 calls, and that's up from where it's usually in the mid-fours. That's a 264% increase in our call volume.
Although the rainfall has lightened up a bit, it does not mean you can let your guard down just yet.
You might be seeing a slowdown of rain in your area. However, the rain on the hillsides, the rain in the mountains, that water still needs to get to those waterways and gets back out to the ocean and to our reservoirs.
Football player DeMar Hamlin said he returned to Buffalo on Monday with a lot of love in his heart and continued his recovery in a hospital there a week after collapsing in a game and having to be resuscitated on the field in Cincinnati. Hamlin is listed in stable condition at Buffalo General Medical Center Gates Vascular Institute. Dr. William Knight in Cincinnati confirmed DeMar is doing well, and this is the beginning of the next stage of his recovery. The Biden administration waited a few months before reporting classified documents were found in a closet where President Biden worked. John Schaefer has more.
The discovery was made late last year, according to the president's attorney. A report in the Wall Street Journal says the National Archives was notified when the documents were found on November 2nd, and they took possession of those documents the next day. The National Archives has also referred the matter to the Justice Department, and there are reports the FBI is now involved. The documents found at the Penn Biden Center were from Biden's time as vice president. I'm John Schaefer.
After 40 years, a nearly 3-ton NASA satellite fell back to Earth harmlessly on Sunday over the Bering Sea. Most of it burnt up during reentry. This is USA News.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Draped in their national colors of green and yellow, thousands of supporters of Brazil's ex-leader, Jair Bolsonaro, stormed their Congress, the Supreme Court, and presidential palace in Brasilia, leaving a trail of destruction. The protests were motivated by a belief that the 2022 Brazilian general election was filled with widespread election fraud. Once banned by Major League Baseball, a former MLB general manager has been reinstated. Former Atlanta Braves general manager John Coppola, who was previously banned from MLB for life for his role in illegal international signings, is allowed to work in baseball again. Still, no change on Pete Rose's status with the league. A sigh of relief is taking place in Moscow, Idaho, as classes are ready to start up after the winter break.
Students will return to campus Wednesday after a winter break that saw the arrest of the man suspected in the murders of four of their classmates. Some students at the school chose to leave campus early and finish last semester remotely following the November 13th killings. The university will still give the option of remote learning as the campus tries to regain a sense of safety after Moscow's first murders since 2015. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
If there was any question on who's the fairest in all the land, the Georgia Bulldogs ended that conversation with a big fat exclamation point. The Peach State football team are the national champions after defeating TCU 65-7 last night in Southern California. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can find options that fit your budget. Because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah, like when I hold the door for someone. Sure, it may be weird if I don't time it right, and they're a little too far away, and, oh, now they're running. And we're both asking ourselves, is it worth it to run instead of just, you know, letting them open their own door?
But still, it's the right thing to do. So get options based on your needs with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.